Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Left of Straight Show with your host, Scott Fullerton, as we discuss everything under the rainbow sun, from LGBT issues to foodies, entertainment to books. Join us as we talk to some of the most interesting leaders and celebrity LGBT guests and allies on the internet. So grab a cocktail, it's always happy hour somewhere, and enjoy the show. Now, here's your host, Scott Fullerton.
Well, howdy, everybody. Welcome to the Left of Straight Show. It is Monday, June 22nd, 2020. I am your host, Scott Fullerton, and in the control room today, we have the lovely Loviana as our board person. She's one of our new interns here on Left of Straight Radio, doing an amazing job. So she'll be pressing all those buttons for us today. I hope you guys had a fantastic weekend. It was sunny for the most part here in Northeast Ohio. Today was rains and storms and a tornado warning for about an hour. So that was exciting stuff. We're getting ready for the big gay road trip here. I leave in 2 weeks, and exactly 3 weeks from today will be our very first episode of live guests from the Indulge Resort in Palm Springs, California. So looking forward to all that. Be sure to be following us on social media for what's happening there. My social media is at Left of Straight, LEFTOFSTR, and the number 8 on Twitter and Instagram. Also, our interns are there at Left of Straight Radio, still LEFTOFSTR and the number 8 with radio on the end. You can follow the Facebook page at Left of Straight Show, and you can send me a friend request at Scott Fullerton. It's a public page there. So be sure to follow all the fun for the Big Gay Road Trip. We'll talk about our celebrities that will be going down, our special guests in Palm Springs, and all sorts of fun things there. Because we're getting ready, I'm only going to have one guest all week long, so shorten shows. Instead of the normal 2 hours, it'll just be about an hour show every day. Starting today with a brand new Music Monday, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to have our buddy Zach Day do his Monday Musical Minute. Zach is our special correspondent every other Monday here on the Left of Straight Show. If you don't remember, Zach was a contestant on The Voice this year. He was on Team John Legend, of course. Didn't make it to the end, but an amazing singer-songwriter. So we'll do his Music Minute in a second. And then my special guest today is Z Machine, also known as Joe Bissell. Joe is my special guest today. He has a brand new single, Honeydew, that dropped this past week. So we're going to talk all about that and his career and what he's been doing for Virtual Pride. But before we get to any of that, let's jump in the news, see what's happening there. Of course, you know my political opinion, and Trump had his very first rally during COVID-19 Saturday in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They said 1 million people emailed that they wanted to go. They were expecting a crowd of 60 to 80,000 at least. So they set up the arena, held 20,000. They set up an outdoor special stage for 40,000, and they were going to do appearances in both. Well, only 6,500 people showed up, according to the fire marshal. So they had to dismantle the outside stage and not use it at all, and there was lots of blue empty seats in the stadium. Of course, the campaign blamed it on the protesters, which there barely was any blocking anything, and, of course, COVID-19, where you had to sign a waiver that if you got sick, you would not blame the campaign. So surprise, surprise, only 6,500 people showed up. I have renewed faith in the people of Tulsa and Oklahoma. So good on that. Hey guys, if you're watching TV tonight or you DVR'd it because you're listening to me, I hope, we have one of the first openly transgender men competing today on a network television competition series. His name is Harrison. He's on the Titan Games tonight, hosted by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It's kind of like an American Gladiators series where amateur athletes and fitness buffs compete in a bunch of different challenges to sit atop Mount Olympus in the winner's circle. Mitch Harrison was born in Utah. He rose to fame playing basketball in Stanford University, later for the University of Utah. Impressive record, led to professional career. He was going to go for the career, and then he ended up moving to Alaska to pursue a low-profile life because he'd just come out as a transgender man. So Harrison married his wife, Krista. The two have a quiet life together in Alaska. So good on him for competing tonight. I don't know what happened, but if you're watching it or taping it, congratulations to Mitch Harrison. Also in the news today, very sad, Joel Schumacher, an amazing film director, also openly gay, is dead at 80. He began his career as a window dresser and fashion designer before being in Hollywood. He made costumes for Woody Allen films, learned how to write scripts and to direct. He wrote scripts for The Wiz, Car Wash, and Sparkle. And then he started doing directing gigs with The Incredible Shrinking Woman. You might know St. Elmo's Fire, one of my favorite movies, and The Lost Boys, another favorite of mine. He also did a couple of John Grisham books he put into movies, A Time to Kill and The Client. And, of course, he is known for doing the Batman film franchise, Batman Forever. It was a smash hit at the box office, but kind of got the worst critical reviews ever for a Batman film, known for its cod pieces for the Crepe Crusaders. So, yeah, that was an interesting career. But, yeah, Joel Schumacher, amazing filmmaker and writer, unfortunately dead at 80. But, hey, that's a long life. Thanks for all your movies, Joel. And last thing I'll talk about before we'll jump into Zach's minute here. This Saturday, their ABC Los Angeles is airing a special 3-hour LA Pride virtual edition on their television stations. And you can stream it on the ABC app and on Hulu. But this would have been the 50th anniversary for LA Pride. And as you know, they canceled it due to COVID, but they're going to have amazing guests. Katy Perry's going to sing a song. They're going to have all sorts of great people, grand marshals, even though it's a virtual parade. And that's going to be on this Saturday. And I will give you all information at the end of the show today. We're going to have maybe a couple guests from that show up, do some interviews this week before it happens. So they'll be last-minute guests. We'll add on the show as it goes along. So that's about it. That's all the fun news that I have for now. So we're going to jump in here to Zach's Musical Minute in just a second. He's going to tell you what's happening in pop culture. And then we come back, I will play my interview with Z Machine, Mr. Joe Bissell. So let's go ahead and listen what Zach has today, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Left of Straight Show right here on the Left of Straight Radio Network. Take it away, Zach.
Take a minute with Zach, yeah.
Hey, friends. Zach Day here, all the way from beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. It is a lovely Monday, and I hope you guys are having a great day. It's kind of been a long day for me. I have to get up and go to work most days at like 3:30 in the morning, and it has been wearing me out. Some might even say draining my life force. Look, we're going to make it, and it's not really my Monday. For me, it's like my, I don't know, Wednesday, I guess. I've been working for the past few days, so, you know, I'm off tomorrow, so maybe it's like a Friday for me. I don't know. I'm kind of losing track of all days and time, and nothing makes sense anymore. Look, I'm going to go ahead and get to the music. First and foremost, let me talk about the new Phoebe Bridgers album, Punisher. I'm obsessed. Everybody knows that I love Phoebe. I've been singing her praises for years. She's one of my favorite singer-songwriters, just an all-around amazing, like, artist, and I really look up to her. She's one of my big inspirations. This album is absolutely stunning. Every time I sit down to listen to her, it's just like she's telling me a story. Everybody knows I love a story, and I love a songwriter that can tell a story. I try to be like that myself, you know what I mean? And she just really, she's amazing. I love this album. I think Pitchfork just named it Best New Music for the week. Gave it like an 8.7 or something like that, which is a really good score. So I'm super proud of her. I think this album is stunning. It's a dream of mine to just be able to like meet her or sing with her someday. I mean, hello. So we're going to definitely give her a shout out, and I hope you guys check that out. Let me know what you think. I think it's absolutely stunning. Teyana Taylor just dropped an album too on Juneteenth, and it's incredible. She can do no wrong to me, and this album is also stacked with people featured on it, as you know, like Iman, Erykah Badu, Rick Ross, Kehlani, Missy Elliott, you know, I mean, Lauryn Hill is just the best of the best on this album. She is an icon, she is the future, and she's now, she's everything, so definitely give her a listen to this brand new album. It's called The Album, appropriately. Then we've got someone that I've been listening to a lot. This isn't a new album, but it's something I've been listening to on repeat recently, is the Carolyn Polachek album. She's the one who sings, "So hot, you're hurting my feelings, can't deal." I'm sure y'all know that song. It's a great little tune, and the whole album is absolutely beautiful. The writing, incredible. The production, out of this world. Y'all know I'm not telling any lies over here, okay? I would never lead you wrong, lead you astray. This album is beautiful. It's called, okay, I think it's called Pang. So the album is called Pang. It is such a cool album. It's giving me Imogen Heap vibes mixed with, like, I don't know, more contemporary pop. It's just, it's brilliant. I think that she's one to watch for sure. Another person that I've been listening to this week, just like, I've been having some trouble sleeping. Like I said, my work schedule and my entire life schedule has kind of been flipped on its head. So I've been having a lot of trouble sleeping. I like wake up in the middle of the night and turn on Ella Fitzgerald and just like listen to some of her stuff. Yes, it kind of makes me cry, which, you know, I don't love crying, but I kind of do, I guess, subconsciously, because I'll turn on her albums, just like her entire like discography. It'll just be random. And she's such a brilliant genius, and I'll be like, I can't believe I'll never be anywhere close to this amazing, but it's so inspiring to me, and it also calms me down and just, like, brings me back to earth a little bit, and I'm just like, wow, this is art. I mean, her scatting skills and just the way that her tone of voice, the things she does with her vibrato sometimes, it just brings me back to, like, why I love music so much. And there's, I don't know, I just really want you guys to, if you have the time, just play an Ella Fitzgerald song and just bask in how amazing her ear is and her skill. It'll blow you away. It really, really will. Before I go today, I want to give a shout out to my friend Darius. He was just featured on The Voice, just like me, on Team Legend. So shout out to him. He's putting out a song right now called Open Your Heart. And it's by Gianni Blue featuring himself, D. Lyles. All of the proceeds from this song are going to be featured or are going to be donated to Black Lives Matter organizations that they're choosing. It is already charted on iTunes. I hope you guys go check that song out. Go check out my man, Darius. His Instagram is DLyles. That's DLYLEZ. He has all the information posted there about where you can purchase the song, where you can donate, and it's just a very powerful piece. Again, that's called Open Your Hearts by Gianni Blue and D. Lyles. So please do us all a favor. Go check that out. Spread the word and continue to donate and continue to speak out against racism. And I love you guys. It's Monday. I hope that you have a great rest of your week. Be sure to give me a follow over on Instagram @YouKnowZach. Let me know if any of the music that I've talked about here has spoken to you. or if you enjoyed it, because I would love to connect with you guys on there. Again, if you're in Nashville too, hit me up, because I don't know anybody here and I need to make some friends, especially some, you know, people in the queer community. Hopefully I'll be able to see you guys over at Palm Springs. I'm still trying to work out some logistics with that, but you know, I'm going to try my best to be there. All right, guys, I'm going to get off here. Much love and enjoy your week. Back to you, Scott, over at the Left to Straight Show.
Take a minute with Zach. Yeah.
Thank you, Zach. Always appreciate your special correspondent duties there. Some great music tips for the week. Yeah, we're going to try to sneak Zach from over at Nashville into Palm Springs for a couple days. He's going to be talking to some music people in LA, so we're going to try to get him into Palm Springs for a couple days. That would be fun. But guys, let's get ready for our interview today. I'm so excited to have him on. He was on the show last year with his debut EP, and now he's got a brand new single, two singles he's actually worked on, and put together a new EP soon. So we're going to talk to Z Machine, real name Joe Bissell, but does some amazing music, and I will be back to wrap things up at the end here. So let's take it away, Z. You're listening to Left to Straight Show right here on the Left to Straight Radio Network.
I try to look like I have my shit together, but you saw me fall apart. Now I'm locked out of Hollywood and nobody's paying for my car. My better judgment let me down, down, down. And each reminder's gonna keep me bound until I forget you. But it's taking a while. I don't wanna go putting all the blame on you. I was doing alright and then I thought of you. Stealing candy from the living room. Precious, call me up and say I'm all that you adore. Would you still think I'm perfect if I told you I've been waiting by your door? Congratulations, finally got your crown. If I could drink, I'd buy me one more round. And if I upset you, I'll be faking a smile. And I don't wanna go putting all the blame on you. Thought of you stealing candy from the living room. You don't wanna pray. Now we're half a million watching you. Well, I'm just trying to keep a sanity through the afternoon when I lose it all. Cause I thought of you stealing candy from the living room. Making me hate all my favorite things. Well, honey, I don't like choosing, so pray I won't be wrong. I know I might be dumb, but I found my freedom in writing this song. Damn, I thought of you.
Stealing candy from the living room. I don't wanna say how I miss you, but I gotta do. Well, I'm just trying to.
Alrighty, friends, that was Stealing Candy from my next guest. He was a guest a while back where I fell in love with his Running on Empty single from his EP Brain Chemistry. It's a queer history and autobiographical set of four amazing tracks, when he was putting his life back together and being relatively new to LA. He's an amazing singer and songwriter with jaw-dropping range and a never-ending supply of talent. His YouTube channel has over 5,000 subscribers and almost 500,000 views. I'm excited to catch up with him as he debuts his newest single, the live-streamed release for a worthy cause, Honeydew. Please welcome back to the show the handsome and talented Z Machine himself, Mr. Joe Bissell. Joe, how you doing today, buddy?
Hey, I was wondering who you were describing until you said my name. Wow. Hi, I'm doing good now.
This handsome and talented artist is who was I describing. I swear you're always doing such great work. Where are we finding you these days, my friend?
Well, thank you. I'm currently in San Francisco because there's this little virus that's going around that's it feels a little
I've
bit like the world's
tell.
Ending.
I've heard tell.
You know. so my situation in LA, when, you know, everything closed down, just kind of with my living situation and, you know, with like certain like elements of my work life, they just didn't really lend themselves very well to a like lockdown type of situation. So I made a quick trip to San Francisco, which is where my family currently lives. So I'm sheltering in place with them right now, but it's actually
nice.
Been a good thing because they have this good space where I've been able to like record and like a lot of new stuff and like film some good like, video content where I don't really have to worry about certain soundproofing issues that I would have had in my apartment in LA. So I'm going a little stir crazy. It's been about 3 months now.
Sure.
and I get that, you know, we kind of just have to take it as it comes, but I also, it's a little frustrating because, you know, you see everything reopening now and like, for all intents and purposes, like I do not think that California is in any way actually ready to be reopening. So I'm like, y'all, what the hell did I just stay inside for 3 months? Anyway, it's also been exciting to release. Like, this is the second song I've put out like since the lockdown happened, and it's really made me kind of recalibrate how I, you know, approach a release cycle. And but in a way, it's kind of been exciting because I know a lot of artists who put out music during this time, and it's really kind of, I guess, leveled the playing field in the sense that like where your location is doesn't really seem to matter as much. You know?
Exactly, and there's really no right or wrong way to do a pandemic, right? Some people are being really creative, some people are sleeping all day, some people are, that's just the first 3 hours of the day, right?
Well, I've been doing both.
I don't blame you. I do not blame you at all.
I feel like it switches off every other week or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I don't want to talk about too much of things that we talked about before. We had a great and open interview when you were on last year. We talked about your addiction to meth and recovery, and people can read about that in the archives. But talk about when we're going through something like a pandemic we haven't seen before, how are you keeping your mental health and everything else straight for you? Is that easy to do? Is it easier than you thought? Is it harder than you thought? How are you holding up?
Well, I'm not keeping a whole lot straight, but let's see. I in a lot of ways, I feel like I'm kind of, I don't want to say I'm like thriving under this, but I'm a very, you know, anxious person who really enjoys his like alone time to like himself when, you know, no one is really, I like it when no one bugs me really. And I really value my personal time and personal space. And so in a lot of ways, like this is kind of, like really play to my strengths in a little bit, kind of a way. Like I can just like, I'm allowed to just like stay inside. I don't have to worry about, you know, missing out on anything that's going on.
Right.
And I don't, you know, I don't have to like psych myself up anytime I'm about to go and be social, even though like, you know, any like networking type of event or like crowded space or, you know, like party or event like that, it just, you know, a lot of, you know, the necessary sort of social evils that sort of come with trying to make
right.
a place in the business. Like I, all that whole worry and those stressors have just been like eliminated. And, you know, granted, it would be nice to have the option to kind of, you know, stretch your legs a little bit and get out and maybe see some people and do something a little out of the ordinary. But overall, it's been a nice little break from work. Like, I've been able to dedicate way more time than I think I ever have before to, you know, creating content that actually matters to me. And, you know, I do try to maintain, you know, sort of a level of like mystique around, you know, my personal life on, you know, on my online presences. But, you know, I have day jobs that I, you know, need to do to make, you know, to make ends meet, because let me tell you, music does not pay. But all, you know, I don't have to worry about, you know, spending, you know, going into work 7 days a week, which I often would have to do. And it's just so I'm a little worried about when everything kind of like settles down and things start to like kind of shift back into a, you know, I don't want to say regular flow of it, because who knows what like normal is anymore. But like if and when my jobs reopen, I'm kind of worried that like I'll completely forget how to function in the society that once existed, because I've fallen so much into this pattern of kind of waking up whenever the hell I feel like it and essentially doing whatever the hell I want. But I'm glad that it's been reassuring knowing that even though I have the option to do nothing, I've chosen to apply myself and really get a lot of good stuff done. So it's been frustrating and a little lonely, but overall kind of rewarding.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, talk about, I mean, you have such great affirming music, thoroughly queer.
Oh, wow.
Being out there. Pronouns are great. When we're in the middle of Pride Month now, talk about, I mean, music is such a great liberator in bringing the tribe together, so to speak. Talk about what it's like celebrating Pride from home. You're doing some great virtual events. I remember I read last year you had a pretty emotional event after you were at Omaha Pride. Someone really connected to your music. Mm-hmm. Talk about what Pride means to you this year.
All right. Well, I also think, you know, because, you know, 2020 was just like, I'm going to make sure you remember me. I think this is, I would say, the most unique Pride of my generation's life so far, for a lot of reasons. I feel like we're going to sort of, I think a lot of people have had to kind of reexamine what this season means, you know, without, you know, a rave to go to, or, you know, a parade to, you know, show off your, you know, rainbow attire with, or, you know, something that feels like kind of corporate and capitalist. I feel like the, you know, everything that's kind of been happening with, like, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement has really shifted people's focus onto,
yes,
honestly, what the way Pride really started and was intended to be. I feel like in a lot of ways, if people aren't really, you know, kind of directing the conversation towards something that is more in the vein of, you know, the protest feel that Pride began with, it almost feels like tone deaf. Like, I'm trying to think, like, because I've also been releasing music during this time while all this is going on, it's been interesting to try to find ways to, you know, self-promote, because, you know, when you upload a song onto a distributor, you can't really stop it from coming out, and you need to promote it, but at the same time, you don't want to feel like you're just being like, me in this time where it needs to be about, like, the bigger picture. So really, this Pride season has actually helped remind me what this season really is and should be about. Like, I made for the release of Honeydew, actually, lately, I did a live stream release where I was taking donations for, wait, hang on, oh my, what was it for? I've done a few of these things where I was trying to.
Black,
that was the Black. I was like, was it Black and Pink? Because I had done something a couple weeks earlier where I was donating to this organization that is like an abolitionist, Black trans-led organization based in Omaha. But then, yeah, so it was the Black Trans Travel Fund, which essentially collects funds and money for New York-based trans and, you know, queer people of color to get around the city, because, you know, they face a lot of, you know, harms and dangers in doing so that, you know, someone like me won't have to. And I'm like, well, that's a really, I don't know any other organization that's, you know, trying to put their energy towards a cause like that. And
right,
in a way, it was like, you know, this is, and we ended up raising like $500 for that, just in like a half hour. And I'm like, this is
amazing.
What Pride should have always been about. And it's kind of been a reminder that, like, you know, over the years, I think we've kind of lost, you know, focus that, you know, we wouldn't be able to have, I wouldn't be able to essentially be this, you know, obnoxious, flaming, like, I don't know, can we say the F word on here?
Let it fly.
Very lucky to be this, like this flaming faggot who can, you know, just be who he is. And we forget, you know, that it definitely didn't start that way. And I think it's like a good way to kind of give back to the causes and people who have allowed us to have these rights. I know that's kind of a long-winded answer on that, but that is what
means
to me.
No, very well said. And I think you're right. I think we are kind of seeing the roots of it. I loved LA combining a Pride March with Black Lives Matter, just seeing people in the streets without seeing the Budweiser tent and the Corona tent and the whatever happened to
the
commercialization.
It was
just nice seeing people by people supporting other people, right? And just being out there together. And I think that's something
absolutely.
That we've really lost.
For sure. I'm actually really bummed that I was I missed out on the Pride March in LA because I was out here.
Yeah, and they're starting to happen all over the place. And like you said, you've been doing some amazing thing for it. Besides your Black Trans Travel Fund, I remember watching on, I think it was your Instagram stories, where you're doing all these amazing covers and asking people to donate to Venmo or something. And your range is unbelievable, my friend. I mean, you can just sing the hell out of shit. I love that.
Oh,
that was amazing.
Stop it.
How fun was
like,
that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
felt
you had some that you kept the same key that were a little high. I don't know how you did that without squeezing something somewhere.
Talk about that experience a bit. In a lot of – I saw some tweet somewhere that was like, you know, it's amazing how, you know, white guilt can be, you know, transferred into such, you know, incredibly powerful action. And I was like, you know what? Ain't that the truth? In a lot of ways, I was just kind of like, I feel very, like, helpless and, like, wishing I could do something. Because I know that, like, in a protest or, like, a riot type of situation, I get, you know, I'm not very physically assertive in that sort of sense. Like, I don't really – I've never been one who really kind of, you know, understands and, like, gets into, like the political structure like that. And I feel like if I tried to do that, like that wouldn't really be the best use of my, of what I personally could do to help. And like, I could admit that that's one of my shortcomings. So I was like, well, how can I use something that I know how to do to benefit, you know, this cause and this movement that we've seen an uprising in. And I was like, well, bitches like hearing me sing like songs that they know. It seems. And so I was just, I just put the word out and I was like, hey, so for today, just comment on this photo, you know, or submit into my Instagram story a song that you want to hear me sing. And if you like what you hear, send a donation to my Venmo. If you don't like what you hear, also consider sending a donation to my Venmo, because I'm going to send all of these to this organization called Black and Pink. And I was, you know, I feel like a lot of people are trying to have their – there's a lot of noise being made right now, and sometimes it can be overwhelming, and I feel like, you know, sometimes people might feel like the pressure to do, like, the absolute most with everything, and, you know, everyone, like, you know, post your black tile or whatever, you know, everyone, you know, post,
right.
You know, arrest the cops that killed Breonna Taylor. And while I think, you know, that it's important that that noise is being made, it was sort of like I needed to figure out what I could do that would actually, you know, be putting money in the pockets of, you know, the right people who are trying to do the right things. I don't want to be like sound self-righteous when I say it, but like not be performative about it, like actually take some sort of action, because
right.
I feel like, you know, you can share all the stories you want. But it's like, I don't, you know, other than showing your friends that, like, you know, this is where I stand. I wanted to do something that would actually help push things forward. And, you know, help the people who were actually, you know, doing that kind of work, you know, would enable them to continue that sort of cause.
Right. No, very well said. I like that. And I think that's all you could do. We're all trying to find our way in different parts. And some people have, like you said, they have the voices to do it. They have literally talking and marching in the streets. They have the physical location where they can do that. Some people can do it through their donations. They have the monetary capabilities. Some people have just their art, like you and a lot of people have really contributed to it. And it's kind of beautiful to see the different things that are happening. So we're all doing it our own way, my friend. So good on you doing it yours.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's been very, it's been very cool and rewarding, honestly.
And I think the queer music scene is very supportive in and of itself that I've found from an outsider's point of view. I don't know what you found. I know that I've had on recently Stuart Taylor, Kenneth Mogan. They both shared your praises and each other's. It seems like it's a tight-knit group of queer artists down in L.A. for the most part. Is that true overall, in your opinion?
Yeah, Stu and Ken, I love those two. I went to college with Stuart.
Oh, nice.
Actually, we didn't go at the same time, but we both went to Berkeley. I think I had just graduated, and then he started. But we did know each other from back in Boston, back in like 2013. No, yeah, the queer music scene is definitely very, very tight knit. I don't want to get too much in like hot water fans. I feel like sometimes to a fault, like I feel like because, you know, we are very much it's actually great because everybody is able to sort of, you know, uplift each other because we aren't really the mainstream just yet. We're all able to kind of, you know, still interact and mingle and like get to know each other in that kind of way. And a lot of ways everyone in the queer like sort of pop music scene is like each other's biggest fan. I do sometimes feel a sense of like clickiness within it a little bit.
Gotcha.
But you know, that also could just be my own insecurities coming into play because, you know, I was never often like the coolest guy. And, you know, I've only really sort of recently moved to LA and really kind of started to put new work out there.
Right.
But, you know, honestly, like the level of support you see from other queer musicians for other queer musicians is really amazing. And really, it's sort of just about like finding your tribe of people that you love and respect and then just supporting the hell out of them.
Gotcha. Very cool. No, I like that. And I understand too, you do have to kind of, everyone's got to forge their own path and we all forge the same path in the same lane. It can be interesting, I guess, to say the truth, because you do want everyone to succeed, but it's like, but I want to succeed more. let me get what I want to do. So I understand that. I think that's true in any field, really.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I feel like there's, you know, sometimes there can be like a misconception that like, oh, if you know, like one you know, queer person's success means, you know, another person doesn't have that, and it's just like, no, like success, you know. Success and accomplishment isn't like a finite resource. You know, there's like, just because one person has like an opportunity doesn't mean like another person doesn't get it. And I feel like, you know, sometimes there can be like airs of just from my ground level experience, there can be, you know, some, you know, well, like some cattiness and jealousy, but I feel like a lot of the times that's just like our own insecurities and, you know, I guess inner saboteurs coming into play. And I'm admittedly, I can speak this from experience. So I'm very much a work in progress, you know, often learning to be happy for people is not something that always, you know, comes naturally, especially when I feel like I'll have to like kind of look inward and be like, I'm a little bitter about some decisions that I've made in my past, which I've, you know, feel like maybe have hindered me. And there, as a result, I'm not really where I feel like I quote unquote should be. So I feel like really getting my feet wet again with putting out new music and really kind of starting to interact with a lot of these artists again has really helped me kind of relax on that front a little bit.
Good. Very good. I hear where you're coming from there. I mean, I'm a lot older than you, and I still feel like I haven't hit my stride yet. So I understand exactly where you're coming from here. I've missed opportunities along the way. And then going along with Pride and everything, you did this virtual Pride thing last Friday with a lot of really big names. How did that go? I wasn't able to tune into that. I kind of wanted to tune in and missed it.
I was actually gagged that I mean, I was really happy to be a part of it, and I knew that it was going to be a pretty big thing. But, like, you know, there are some people who are on the lineup that I was like, holy crap. I also went to school with Vincent. I don't know if you're familiar, but he's really making a splash within, like, not even just, like, the queer music scene, but just, like, kind of with pop music in general. Like, he just did the new, like, promotional theme for the new season of Queer Eye, which is, like, a pretty big deal.
Oh, yeah.
But there was, like, him, there was, like, Dorian Electra. Who's another names in there? There was, like, oh, yeah, oh, freaking Glass Battles, yeah. I was, honestly, it was really nice to be, like, alongside, like, well, that's the thing, I'm only saying, like, I wasn't surprised because I knew that he was doing it. So, but there were some people that I was, like, that took me by surprise that I didn't know were going to be a part of it. But it was really cool to be alongside, like, friends and, like, other musicians that I'd admired. Yeah, and I don't know. It felt like a cool kind of coming together of peers in a lot of ways. And then I think they might just be announcing this today. I'm going to be a part of this other. It's like Levitate Events is putting together this other digital Pride Fest, and a bunch of artists are submitting their sets for that. And while the Pride.com thing was like one number from each artist, I put together a full like half hour digital set for this one. And I'm honestly really,
wow,
really, really, really excited and proud of this one, because that shit took me like a couple weeks to put together, just to you know, edit all the video and like get all the, like the audio takes just right, and you know it was, and like learning how to essentially work like iMovie and edit all and get the lighting right. So I'm really excited for this. I even got the members of my band back in LA to film themselves playing along with one of my songs. So it's like, hey, I brought all the guys together for the opening number of the set. So I think I'll be posting about that in like either today or tomorrow, but I'm really, really excited for that to come out. And I think y'all should tune in.
That is awesome. Congratulations. I love that.
Well, thank you.
Very,
yeah,
very cool.
Because last year, you know, Orange County Pride and, you know, Omaha Pride were like, honestly, the highlights of my year. And it's kind of like cruel that, you know, the week that I send out all these emails essentially to all these different Pride festivals trying to like, you know, pitch me that the next week we go into lockdown. So it was really nice to kind of have these opportunities come my way. And I'm like, you know what? It's Pride isn't dead.
There you go. Exactly. Well, let's talk a little bit about the music. We opened with Stealing Candy. That's relatively new, I believe. We didn't have it last time you were on. Talk about the inspiration for that song.
I've always tried to – I think up until now, I sometimes try a little too hard. And then some might say I still do. But, like, with my concepts and, you know, what I'm trying to say in a song, because I will often be that, like – that guy who's like, you know, where I say like, you know what, let's stop writing love songs. Okay. We've got too many of them. We've heard it. Say something new, say anything new. And so the fact that I feel like 99% of these pop songs are about some kind of relationship or some kind of heartbreak or some kind of, you know, like romance, it's just like, I was just so like fucking sick of it. And maybe, and that's just me being like, you know, like jaded and argumentative. And then I go through my own, you know, experience where my heart essentially gets ripped out of my body, and like I have to put it into some sort of music just to process it. And it ends up being this song that I really love, and I'm just like, okay, fine, I will be vulnerable. I will be as relatable as I am able to be. And so this is sort of my version of a like heartbreak song, where it's
well,
just kind of about
that. Well, that's
what
I was going to say, though. That's a juxtaposition, mm-hmm, because it's a bouncy song, but it's kind of sad when you listen to the lyrics. But the way it's delivered, it's almost upbeat in the delivery of it.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I like to you know, keep you on your toes. it's sort of just like that, about that whole, that euphoric recall where like suddenly you are doing okay. And then just thinking of one person or one thing completely ruins your mood and completely ruins your day. And yeah, like it's, and or and you can't like think of anything that reminds you of them, or you know, you can't go anywhere where you ever were like with them for even a moment. So yeah, it's I don't love writing songs about, you know, like, you're the one like without you, you know, you were perfectly imperfect. I don't know. I feel like I've often said, like, you know, how about for one whole year, nobody writes songs about relationships. Try writing about something else, because I feel like, and if anything, this was more like a therapy for me, because okay. I needed to get this, you know, out of me and off my chest. And I feel like if I hadn't done this, like, you know, put it into some kind of song, I would have gone to like a really dark place. And I mean, I already kind of did, but like, you know, I've processed it, and putting this one actually really helped me work through that a lot.
No, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that part, because like I said, it was, I watched the video without really paying attention to the lyrics, and I listened to the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, this is very, very juxtaposed for me. And I was kind of wondering how it felt to do that. So thank you for sharing that. I appreciate
it. Yeah,
that.
No, of course.
Well, and now
yeah.
we have this newest release, Honeydew. Talk about this song a bit.
All right. Well, this one is a little bit of a mindfuck. I was like, I didn't want it to sound like anything I'd ever done before, but yeah, I still wanted it to sound like it came from me. And I'm honest, I'm actually really proud of how it turned out. It's almost like the sequel of my life after stealing candy. Because I was in this place where I just felt, you know, sad and just anxious and broken and, you know, putting myself down all the time because of this emotional like whiplash I was living in, you know, after, you know, having my heart set on fire. And it got to the point where I was just, you know, putting myself down because of my anxiety, like daily anxiety and fears, like all the time, that it was truly starting to be like such a detriment in my life that I could barely get anything done or go anywhere without just, you know, being anxious about what someone was thinking of me, or, you know, upsetting somebody, or, you know, thinking that I was just, you know, more of a bother than anything. And then I don't know what it was, but almost overnight, I just told myself, like, bitch, you work so goddamn hard, and for honestly so little that you deserve more than you are giving yourself. Like you know what? Like if you were in line first, and someone cuts in front of you, you don't need to back away. Like, you were fucking there. Like just little things like that in my life. Like stop
right.
belittling yourself to make other people happy. You work too fucking hard for that. And so this is the song that was sort of about me kind of coming into this moment of clarity, where it's like, stop doing things that make you unhappy, basically.
And not
really giving a shit what other people thought of you. Cause it's like, you know what, you're not going to see these people again. And, you know, and like, they're not going to care about you 10 seconds later. So it's like, just fucking live a little, put your happiness first. And it's kind of about this breakthrough from my anxiety. Granted, you know, I'm not sure how long that state of mind lasted quite to that strength. And, you know, I still have my problems, but it was definitely, that was the inspiration for this one.
That's good to get out both sides of the emotion, mm-hmm. though. I love that. I think that's great.
Thank you. And the, just like, you know, sonically, I was like, I just want to, you know, punch people in the face with, you know, just a production sound and, like, you know, a vocal styling and just, you know, a guitar sound that I have not really used before, and just, like, kick it up to, like, I kind of described it as, like, if, like, Prince was an anxious gay robot. And then I was kind of like, well, that kind of just sounds like Prince. But that was my little elevator pitch I gave for it.
I like it. Well, all your mm-hmm. songs do pack such an emotional punch. I mean, you really do have a lot of thought behind each one, which is what I appreciate about it personally.
Thank
but
you.
I think that's
I didn't put
no
any thought
problem.
Into this shit.
I don't believe you for a second. Talk about where you see yourself going right now. Are you, do you have some things in the hopper now you're writing? How, what's your process? Do you have three or four at a time you're going for? Does it really come with an idea or a hook or a lyric or a melody? What do you feel going forward here? Anything in, on tap?
Do you mean in terms of like what I've got like planned in store so far, or
for music? Yeah, musically, anything maybe coming out? Has this been a really creative time for you? And talk about that.
I'd say I spent like the first month of, you know, quarantine being really creative and like, you know, making new stuff. And I think I've spent like the last like month and a half or 2 months just being really productive with the stuff I already have, you know, like filming Pride stuff, you know, like recording like acoustic renditions of songs and, you know, finding ways to, you know, do like those Instagram covers and stuff and kind of being, you know, more innovative just like in the moment rather than, you know, writing new stuff. I feel like I'm coming into that place where like I miss creating new stuff actually. And I kind of want to get back into that, I think, next. But I do have a whole other song like recorded and done and ready to go for whenever, you know, that release time feels right. I'm sort of like feeling out what the next stages of the pandemic are going to look like and, you know, what the possibilities of that are. The goal was to have a, you know, a second EP kind of ready to go sort of by the end of the summer. But, you know, there's a bit of a wrench thrown into that, you know, what with the lockdown and all that. So that's, I'm not putting a timeline on that because I think this spring and summer have, you know, proved that all plans are tentative at this point in time.
Right.
So I know I do have at least one more track that I have like, you know, produced and, you know, mixed and ready to go. And I have at least one or two more written that I am just sort of waiting for. You know, I'm trying to work out with my, I'm finally working with a new producer for these new tracks, and he's really like opened my mind and like creative process a lot. And so, and I know that he's been doing a lot of like sessions via Zoom. And so we're kind of working out the possibilities of maybe producing it just digitally, like, and maybe I'll have to just record my vocals here rather than like in his booth that he has over there, which will actually be kind of a cool process for me. Cause I've never, you know, I have a good ear for, you know, what to write. But, you know, when it comes to the production side of things, I'm way too distracted and like spazzy of a person to really like sit down and operate a full scale, like, production software.
Right.
So
gotcha.
It always helps to kind of have someone else for that. But the fact that I would essentially be doing that on my end, it would be a cool step in the right direction. But also, if I want to actually get, you know, some type of record out before the end of the year, that might be the only option. But the songs that I have started, I'm very, very, very excited about. It definitely feels like the content of what I'm saying and like the things I'm trying have definitely leveled up from the last EP. And though I'm like really, really proud of everything I did from that one, it definitely sounds like someone who was like really excited about making their first like statement. And so they said they wanted to just get like everything out on the table all at once. And even though I'll always probably maintain some level of bombast, I feel as though it feels more grown up.
Nice.
So I'm excited to get that out there.
Well, I'm excited for you, and you're going to have to come back when it's all put together the way you like it packaged. So that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, summer.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. You know, next, you know, third interview, 2021.
There you go. All right. Well, Joe, let everyone know where they can find you on the social media and websites and stuff like that and find that music.
Alrighty, so I'm across every platform as @TheMachineMusic. That's Z-E-E, Machine Music, one word. Across all streaming platforms under The Machine, two words. Yeah, check out Honeydew, the Stealing Candy music video, and just stay tuned. I'm really excited to finally share all this stuff, and thank you so much for having me back on the show.
Loved every second of it. You're welcome anytime. Stay on the line for me. Guys, we're going to play out to Honeydew. And I'll be back in just a little bit. You're listening to the Left of Straight show right here on the Left of Straight Radio Network. All righty, guys, we are back. That was Z Machine with Honeydew. Oops, why is this still playing? Something's playing weird on my machine. Sorry about that, guys. All right, well, we are back and closing things out.
Try to look like I have shit together, but you saw me fall apart. Now I'm locked out of Hollywood and nobody's paying for my car. My better judgment let me down, down, down.
There we go, guys. Sorry about that. We had technical difficulties there. Hey, guys, thanks so much to my guest today, Z Machine, and, of course, our special correspondent, Zach Day, with his Monday Musical Minute. Appreciate you all tuning in tonight. Just 1 hour all week long this week, Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern time for an hour, all new, brand new guests. Tomorrow, I'm going to have the executive editor of Queerty and Q Media, David Reddish, joining me. They've been doing some great articles and stories over there at Queerty. So he's going to join us and talk to him for tomorrow's hour. And lots of great guests the rest of the week. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. We will see you tomorrow night. Be sure to follow on social media. Bye-bye.